السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح فكذبوا عبدنا وقالوا مجنون وازدجر، فدعا ربه أني مغلوب فانتصر. ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء منهمر، وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر، وحملناه على ذات ألواح ودسر، تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان كفر، ولقد تركناها آية فهل من مدكر، فكيف كان عذابي ونذر، ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, respected brothers or sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers, if you ask me why this ayat suddenly came to mind, I can't tell you. But I've always experienced that whenever some ayat comes to mind, and this ayat I must have recited, I think, for the first time after 2-3 years in a majlis. So there is always some link, some connection. So when this ayat came to mind, then I pondered over it and reflected for a little while that why this particular ayat. The whole Quran Sharif is for nasihat, the whole Quran Sharif is for guidance, the whole Quran Sharif is until the day of Qiyamah for the entire mankind. Of course, only those who have got taqwa, those who have got iman, those who have got Islam, they will truly benefit from the ayat of the Quran Sharif. But otherwise, it is hidayat for the entire mankind. If a person wants to really get hidayat, if he wants to understand his purpose in this world, and if he wants salvation, then it is the Quran Sharif. So looking at this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Now without going into any tafsir of this ayat, that is not what we will be doing. But looking at what is happening around the world, and especially in Palestine at present, there seems to be a very, very close link and connection, and a great lesson. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in different places in the Quran Sharif discusses the nations of the past. Many, many places Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the nations of the past. What we will say is history. We will say that that is history, talking about the nations of the past. What else it is but history? Now that is for the people who don't believe, they say it's history. There are lots of historical facts that we read up, but they mean nothing. They don't have any kind of impact or effect on our lives. If you have to take the history books at schools, colleges and other places, and if you have to go to the libraries and look at history books, then those history books have been compiled by human beings. There is no chain of narrations there. We're talking about the general library or public library where there are lots of history books. The history of different nations, different tribes, different communities. In our own country, when we were in school, in those days they used to teach us about Dingaan and Shaka and Chekwayo and so many other people. Now how did those things have any kind of effect? We don't even know what happened. They used to teach us about Napoleon Bonaparte. So I always say Napoleon, whether his bones fell apart at Waterloo or not, it's not going to really help. Even if the person learnt in his school days that Napoleon Bonaparte and whatever happened at Waterloo, that's immaterial. It's not going to really help. But what is going to help is the person must know how to take water in the loo. That means how he must make istinja. Don't allow the urine drops to soil his body and clothes. Otherwise there will be azab of qabr. Now that is more important. But what happened to Napoleon's bones where they fell apart, that is of not much importance. So the history books, they record history of different things, different people. But as I said, there's no chain of narration. Thousands of years old history, who really knows what happened? So this history which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is talking about in the Quran Sharif, there is no question of any doubt that it is the truth and nothing but the truth. There is no change, there is no alteration, there is no addition, there is no interpolation in whatever is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. So when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the nations of the past, then we may call that history. But it is not history just to learn some facts, how we learn other historical facts. It is not historical facts that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has just recorded for our information. The Quran Sharif is not for that. Every incident recorded in the Quran Sharif or the Ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he exemplified, Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made tafsir of those ayat. But it was what was mentioned in the Quran Sharif. After that we get lots of additions and interpolation and changes when it came to people writing the different historical aspects. Many things were taken from the kitabs which were not authentic. Certain things were taken from the Bible, certain things were taken from the Israelite riwayat, and so many fabrications. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about what is in the Quran Sharif. So what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses in the Quran Sharif, it is not a history book as we understand. That this is the history of the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. It's the history of the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, is the history of the people of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, or history of the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. So then we will say, well, historical facts, there can be a lots of mistakes and errors and lots of things fabricated. People will say like that, if it's just historical facts. Here they are ayat of the Quran Sharif, it's Kalamullah. And Kalamullah, the Kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there is no change, no alteration, no addition. It is the sifat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And I don't know how many hundreds of times we must have heard in different Quran Sharif Khatam programs and other bayans made in the month of Ramadan, or talks and speeches on the Quran Sharif, or experience of ours and people throughout the world and throughout history from the time that it was revealed. That little children, old people, young people, men, women, hundreds of thousands or millions of them have by hearted and memorized the Quran Sharif. So there is no question of anybody sitting there and making alteration, addition. So when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives these incidents, there's great lessons for us. So as I said, that there seems to be some kind of a connection, and the connection seems to be this. As I said, I'm not making tafsir. The connection seems to be this. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح فكذبوا عبدنا وقالوا مجنون وازدجر. The people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح. That means before these people, there was also a قوم, and that قوم and the people were that of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And they also rejected, they also denied. The people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they rejected. They denied. Who did they deny? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا. They rejected our slave, our servant. Allah ta'ala lovingly, affectionately calls Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam his slave, his abd. Just as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was taken for Mi'raj, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses the title of abd. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylam minal masjidil haram ilal masjidil aqsa. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. So here also Allah ta'ala says that they rejected our abd. Now if we look very carefully into it, there is a kind of a bonding between the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is a bonding. They receive wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala via Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching them. Like how you make tarbiyah of somebody, or you say you monitor a person's movements, you keep before your eyes your beloved little child. So we keep before our eyes where he's going, what he's doing, how anybody not causing him any harm or difficulty or problem or pain. Now all that, how a person looks, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there's a great bonding between him and his anbiya. Now Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, 950 years, is making da'wat, is inviting towards the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. About 83 odd people accept his message. Now 950 years or 900 years plus. Is it an easy thing to just go on and on and on, and the end result, just so many people accept Islam? But Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he continued. So was there any second or any minute or any time in the life of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam that he was not being watched by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or that it was not in the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala what was happening to him? He was being rejected, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, they chased him out, they rebuked him, and what they did to him. And yet he, day and night, he called, he went on calling day and night, laylam wa nahara. If you have to go into that direction, then just now we'll end up with Surah Nuh Tafsir. So day and night, under all conditions, the more he called them, the more they distanced themselves, the more they covered themselves up. They didn't want to listen. And also, he was not calling towards something that was going to cause them some kind of a harm or problem. A person sometimes does not even know what is beneficial for him. The father, the mother are very anxious and anxiety and desirous that the child must go to school, must go to madrasa, must go to college, university, work hard, graduate, get some degrees, qualifications, become an alim, mufti, qari or something. Now they are very desirous. They're making dua also, they're spending money, they're providing the clothes and they're providing the transport and everything. And that child, after the parent drops the child off at the school, at the college, the child is gone. He's in a different world. Now the parents are telling the child that all this we are doing is for your benefit. If you are going to qualify, if you are going to learn, if you are going to become someone, so then who is it going to benefit? You will begin earning money, you will begin to build a big house, buy a good car and do everything. So it is for your love that we are making you go to this, telling you that you must sit with your books and learn till But the child sometimes in that madness of youth does not understand that it's for my benefit. So like that here the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are telling them that it is for your benefit. قُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. So now Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَأَنْهَارًا. Now all these things that Allah ta'ala is promising, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is telling them that you became, make tawbah istighfar, this is what Allah ta'ala will give you. So, but they are not prepared to listen. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, no matter what he was going through, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was watching. That means Allah ta'ala hadn't rejected him. To the people he may have been going through great amount of trouble and pain and difficulty, and it was as if that Allah was not with him, as if. But he knew that my Allah is with me. So it continued, it went on and on for 950 years. And then after that now comes where Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam getting really, really tired, having tried everything, and then he realized that if these people, if they have to remain on earth, then their progeny will be doing the same thing too. So then he made baddua for them. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح فكذبوا عبدنا وقالوا مجنون وازدجر. And this title mad, if you look at the title mad, it was given to most of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, he too was called Majnoon. A great lesson in it for all of us, that if a person has to give anyone a title, that is Majnoon, is mad. Why is he mad? Because he is inviting to a deen of Allah Ta'ala. Because the person is practicing upon the Quran, upon the Sharia, upon the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now this practicing upon the Sharia and Quran and Sunnah, this person in the eye of those who reject is a madman. This person is a mad person. He doesn't understand what is life. He doesn't understand what is enjoyment, fun and pleasure. So therefore they give him the title that is mad. And the kuffar, the mushrikeen, well for them, if a person is telling that you must give up all your other idols, you must worship one Allah, so that person is mad. Na'uzu billah. Why is he mad? Because how can just one person, how can just one Allah do everything? Impossible for just one Allah to do everything. There must be one Allah of life, one Allah of death, one Allah of birth, giving birth to children. And all Allah that is causing the sun to rise and set, and some Allah that is sending the breeze and the wind, and some Allah that is giving the rizq and the sustenance, all the different Allahs there. Now to give up all those Allahs and believe in one Allah, La ilaha illallah. Now this they say, it's only a mad person can say a thing like that. Na'uzu billah. Therefore they saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is also Majnoon. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that they called my servant, my abd, kazzabat, they rejected him. And what did they say? That is Majnoon. And they chased him out. They rebuked him. So then what did he do? فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرُ. So he called out to his Rabb, he called out to his Lord, to his sustainer. Rabb is someone from the time, long before, in fact, from conception, long before that, from the time of the soul, that it was created, and the whole process that takes place. And when that soul comes into the body, and that child is born and comes into this world and grows up and lives its natural life, throughout the life, Who is providing all the needs and the requirements? It is none but the Rabb Allah. So they say that he called out to his Rabb. As we are told many, many places that we must make dua, Rabbana, Rabbana. Inshallah, that's another subject. Here we're just dealing with just one Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that he called out to his Rabb. فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ. And what did he say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرُ. I have become overpowered. These people, now they are overpowering me. They are stoning me. They are chasing me out. They are rebuking me. They are torturing me. Whatever was happening. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, just in this one sentence, he said everything what he had to say. Anni maghloobun fantasir. I have become overpowered. So my Allah, come to my assistance, come to my help. That's all. Fantasir. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he accepts the dua of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Now in different places in the Quran Sharif this has been discussed. But here we're just discussing Surah Qamar. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا جزاء لما كان كفر ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء منهمر. We opened up the doors of the heavens with water pouring forth. In our lives we all have experienced some day or many, many times where the rain just pours and the people are scared and frightened, especially if you are driving, and it pours, really pours. All of us have that experience sometime or the other, where there is a fear in the heart of the person that accident can take place or anything can happen, because the rain is just pouring, you cannot even see a few meters ahead. The windscreen wipers also fail to do their job. We have had many occasions like that in our own province here. The Tugela flood and all the other times that we had. How the rain was pouring non-stop. Now that is nothing in comparison with what was happening that time. Where the Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam says, I'm overpowered, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opened the doors of the heaven with rain pouring from above. So we must use our imagination and think what was their condition then. Those people who were rejecting, those people who thought that this person claims to be a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yet, we have overpowered him. He's extremely weak. But they did not know that he is not weak. He has got Allah with him. But it was a test. So, the Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, upon his dua, now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens up. Of course, there's a long history in between. As Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was told to make the boat. At that time also they mocked and teased him. They said, what, you're going to run this boat on dry land? But they did not know what was going to happen. So again, there are great lessons that a person does not know what is going to happen. The next day, the next minute, the next second, the next hour. What is going to happen, nobody knows. Nobody knows what is going to happen. Can any one of us know what is going to happen the next minute, the next second? I was listening to one tape recording of the bayan of Maulana Qasim Ali Rahmatullah Ali, who will say he passed away on a Juma day in the Benoni Masjid, one of the masjids there. He gave the bayan, he read the khutbah, and then Just after that, he collapsed and passed away. So I was listening to that tape. I think the people who taped it did not do justice to that tape, because thereafter they added on one of his other salat that he performed of Jummah somewhere must have been, and with dua and everything else. But they should have just left it like that for lesson and ibrat. He was very, very fortunate in the masjid on a Jummah day with wuzu and Mubarak day. What a Mubarak mouth he had. But the lesson that we take from that, whilst I was listening to it, as he's coming towards the end of that khutbah, as he's coming towards the end of that second khutbah, then I'm just imagining or thinking that the person is delivering the khutbah and he does not know that it's just 2 minutes to his death. As he's coming to Inna Allah Ya'muru bil Adli wal Ihsan wa Ita'izil Qurba, he's coming towards the end of his life, not towards the end of his second khutbah. What a lesson. That a person does not know that those words could be his last words. That bayan could be his last bayan. That khutbah could be his last khutbah. That business deal could be his last business deal. That trip of his could be his last trip. Nobody knows. So the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they did not know what is going to happen. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knew fully well what was going to happen. So Allah ta'ala says that from the top, he opened up the heavens and the water was pouring forth. And then just to give the gist of the ayat after that, then from the ground also, water gushing, fountains of water, water just gushing from the ground also. From the top rain pouring, and from down also water just gushing out. Whatever water was underground, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it come out and multiplied it many, many times until both waters met at a certain place which Allah ta'ala had predestined. Now that was the condition. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, as far as that boat on which Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and people of Iman were, tajri bi ayunina jaza'an liman kana kufir. That boat now, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, they are the only ones now, all round, nothing but water, and everybody is drowning. Even the son of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he refused to accept. And he said, I will climb on a mountain, I'll go up the tree and all that, so he also drowned. Now all round, nothing but destruction, everybody drowned. Only but Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, they're sailing on a ship. Tajri bi ayunina. How beautiful those words are, that it is floating, it is moving. The ship is moving. Bi ayunina. But it's in front of our eyes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That means that even the movement of that ship, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was fully aware of. That Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is on board and the people of Iman with him. And then Allah ta'ala said, Jaza'al liman kana kufir. There's a reward for the one who was rejected. And Allah ta'ala leaves it behind as an ayat, as a reminder, as a sign. So that people may remember, so that people may take admonition, warning. Now that is the link that I was talking about. Of course, after that Allah ta'ala talks about Qawm-e Aad, Qawm-e Samud and many other things. And that also, if Allah ta'ala wills, and inshallah in future somebody will discuss, but here just for today, for tonight, that is that connection that I was trying to get. That whatever happened in Palestine and whatever is happening, it's not that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has gone to sleep, Allah ta'ala is in slumber, or Allah ta'ala is unaware, and people are being tortured, and people are being killed and murdered and bombarded. That little truth that they've got, very fragile, But look at the number of bodies of little babies and children that's coming out from under the rubble. Besides the 1,200, 1,300 or 1,400 that they had already counted in the 20-24 days. But look at the number of bodies that are still coming out from under the rubble. But look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system. That here's a very powerful military machine and a regime which is fully supported and backed by America and Europe and the munafiqeen from amongst the Muslims. How else could they have had the himmat to do what they did if it was not the support of Egypt and all these other spineless, toothless, gutless regimes around, with all the military might, just watching babies, massages, homes, bombed, destroyed. No sympathy, no compassion, no mercy. Their own Arab brothers, because they have lots of nationalism, many of them. But even that did not stir their hearts. And they waited, waited and waited until there's nothing left there. Now they talk about truce. So it's not going unnoticed. Allah Ta'ala only knows in which direction it is going. But what is required is Iman and Amal as-Saleh. When the Muslim Ummah will have Iman and Amal as-Saleh, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will turn the tables. Indeed, that spirit of Iman is there. If it had not been for that spirit of Iman, would they have been able to resist up till now? So therefore, we should not think that because of their weaknesses, all this is happening. Our weaknesses are much more than that. Everyone has his weakness. But look at the positive. Look at the strong point. That it is only their Iman that they are still prepared to go on and on. Looking at those babies and looking at all the men, women and children who have innocently lost their lives and looking at the infrastructure all destroyed and no water and no light and no food and nothing. But still they don't say that now you can take Masjid Aqsa and you can take our territory and you can take Palestine. They said we are going to fight. Muslim, if he dies, he becomes Shaheed, and if he is successful, then he is a Ghazi. So he is successful, whatever it is. So therefore, let's conclude with this beautiful poetry, which you have heard many times, but it is also connected. So that what I related is that all these incidents which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, it is there as a lesson. The Muslim Ummah takes lessons from all these things that are that happen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is given consolation that if it happened to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in the past, it will happen in your time too. But Allah Ta'ala will help you in different ways, and we saw it in Badr, we saw it in Uhud, and we could say, and if we read the history, we'll see what happened in Khandaq. And look at Fatah Makkah and Hunain.
सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है या रब जिधर भी जाऊं सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है या रब जिधर भी जाऊं जिसे हमें जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे मैं जख्म जिगर दिखाऊं सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है या रब जिधर भी जाऊं किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे मैं जख्म जिगर दिखाऊं सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार अब जिधर भी जाऊं वी कैन गो इन एनी डायरेक्शन एंड आस्क फॉर सपोर्ट एंड हेल्प
No one can come to our assistance and no one come to our help and no one can solve our problems if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not decide and does not will. We will have to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at any cost. There is no question of making Allah ta'ala happy and shaitan happy. That will never work. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe shaitan bhi, that can never happen. And this is exactly what we want, that there must be no change in our lifestyles. Now I'm talking about our condition, we're not talking about Palestinians. That there must be no change in our lifestyles, because we are under a lot of pressure ourselves. There is no peace, no happiness. So we do not want to change our condition. Our TVs, our movies, our cinemas, our theaters, our gambling, our adultery and our fornication, and our lustful glances and evil gazes, and our akhlaq must remain the same. No sign of teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. But we want a complete change. We want a complete change. We want Allah Ta'ala's nusrat and madad and help. So Allah Ta'ala's madad and His help did come to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and even after that. But when did it come? It came when they pleased Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They bore the hardships and difficulties. They took it with sabr, with patient perseverance. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed it to the world that these are my bandas. That when I give them ni'mats, then they make shukr. And when I put them through tests and trials and difficulties and hardships, they make sabr. These are my bandas. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbiki raziyatan marziya fadkhuli fi ibadi. When you enter into jannat, fadkhuli fi ibadi. Allah says, enter into my servants. His servants, say, my servants, Allah Ta'ala said. These were His servants. That all the temptations of nafs and shaitan, they distance themselves from. They realize that nafs and shaitan want to drag them down the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation and embarrassment. And if the person resisted those temptations, made sabr, made mujahada against his nafs, strived, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's assistance, help and nusrat came and will come. So he says, siwaye tere koi tikana. It's not that United Nations can solve a person's problem. It's not that the Security Council that can solve the problem. And this is what has become of the Muslim countries and regimes and nations. And that any problem, any difficulty in their country, any kind of attack and bombardment or anything that comes, run to the Security Council, run to the United Nations. What is the United Nations? What is the Security Council? It's nothing but the enemies of Islam that are packed up in them. The same enemies, we are going to them to help and assist. All that plotting and planning and scheming that takes place behind doors is nothing but what they call diplomacy is nothing but hypocrisy. They wait and wait. And then what kind of democracy is that? They talk about democratic resolution. The America can veto it. France can veto it. Now all these people can just veto it. Those countries which have a veto power. So then what is the purpose of all that discussion and all that effort that was put into it? Until the Muslim Ummah does not form its own strong united front, nothing is going to happen. But with power of Iman and Islam behind it, and then nobody can even point a finger at the Muslim Ummah. At present they know that there is nothing, there is no strength, no power in all those regimes. Therefore they can threaten anyone, they can bulldoze anyone, they can bombard anyone. And they can take as many days as they like, comfortably.
Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya Rab jidhar bhi jaun. کسے غمِ جان و دل سناؤں، کسے میں زخمِ جگر دکھاؤں.
As if those babies and those mothers and those children and those people who have become so weak, so helpless from all sides, there's nothing but bombardment, the missiles are raining. What kind of bombs are used? The worst kind. So what else can they say? They say, kise ghame jaan o dil sunao. Oh my beloved Allah, who else can we now show the pain of our heart? Kise mein zakhme jigar dikha. That means this difficulty, this hardship, this pain and suffering, Ya Allah, there is nobody else that can remove it except you. Then Allah Ta'ala will create the conditions. He will bring about the change. That is what we are talking about. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam did not know what was going to happen and how it's going to happen. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam did not know what was going to happen, how it was going to happen. Qawm Lut, they troubled Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. They were engaged in so much of homosexual activities. Did Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam know that they were going to be picked up? The whole earth and ground on which they had their territory, they had their cities, for those cities they'd go right up Sodom and Gomorrah. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam on the tip of his wing is going to turn them upside down. And then the stones will rain upon them. Did they know that? So Allah Ta'ala will then create the conditions of destruction for those who reject, who have become arrogant, and who have made up their minds they will continue with persecution and torture of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says, kise ghame jaan o dil sunao, kise mein zakhme jigar dikhao. Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. پھر ان کو دل دے کے زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں. یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا. You can't trust anyone. As long as they can get your oil, they can get your gold, they can get your silver, they can get your uranium and diamond and everything, then they will be your friends. And they will talk in your favor. But behind you there's plotting and planning that how we can grab that whole oil wells and the diamond mines and all those places from where we can get some wealth and property. That's all. Is America the friend of anybody? Is Europe the friend of anyone? But the Muslim Ummah does not understand who the friends are and who the enemies are. They say, Dunya wale to be wafa hai. وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر. There is no one else that you can really trust. The only one that we can trust is our Allah. Turn towards Him, beg of Him. Then make use of the means. Use your military might and power. Allah Ta'ala Himself says, وَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. We have to prepare against them. So use military might, use the corridors wherever you can make some input. Nobody stops. All the other means that people are adopting, nothing wrong, as long as it is within the parameters of Sharia. But it is not going to change the condition anywhere. What is going to change is the du'as of the people and the tears of the people. And what is going to change it is the zulm and injustice that they have made. It is going to bear fruit. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will turn the table. تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. It has happened in history and it will happen again. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام
یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful, most tolerant Allah. We extremely weak servants of yours, my beloved Allah, forgive us and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of maghfirat for us and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook our shortcomings, our weaknesses, our faults, and the shortcomings and weaknesses of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, we have acknowledged every mistake of ours. We are not justifying any of our mistakes, any of our sins, any of our evil actions. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. But my beloved Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, where do we go? There is no other door that we can tap. There is no one else that can forgive us besides you. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Change the condition of our lives and the lives of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us all, my beloved Allah, obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the realization in that your disobedience, there will be nothing but anxieties, worries, problems and difficulties and hardships. My beloved Allah, don't test us. We are extremely weak servants, don't test us. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our homes, our property, our wives, our children, our parents, and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, change the conditions around the globe, especially in Palestine. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah, to give hidayat to those zalim Yahudis. But if hidayat is not in their muqaddar and taqdeer because of their obstinacy, they have made up their minds that they will continue with the zulm and with the torture and with the persecution and with the occupation. And my beloved Allah, they have made up their minds, they will keep borders closed and they will prevent humanitarian aid from reaching, and they will continue with bombardment, and they will continue with the missiles, and with this tyranny in oppression and suppression. Then, my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth, as you remove the Aad and the Thamud, as you remove the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, as you remove the people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, as you destroyed the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. My beloved Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Hum kamzor ho gaye. Mere Allah, aap to kamzor nahi hue. You haven't gone weak, my Allah. You haven't gone weak. Aaj bhi teri wahi taqat hai. جو بدر میں تھی, جو احد میں, خندق میں, and at the time of فتح مکہ. میرے اللہ, اپنی قدرت کا مظاہرہ فرما. یا اللہ, your forces are unlimited. The wind is your force. The water is your force. The ground on which they walk is your force. A little shake up of the ground, my beloved Allah. Gale force wind. Pouring rain. And their military might and power is crippled. Mere Allah, Palestine ke musalmano ki madad farma. Mujahideen Islam ki madad farma. Oh, my beloved Allah. Those who have become shaheed, give them the highest stages in Jannat. Those whom they have left behind, family members, kith and kin, parents,
husbands or their wives. Ya Allah, bless all those who have remained behind with sabre jameel and ajre azim. Unki mushkilat ko dur farma. Remove their pain and suffering and difficulties and hardships. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Pour the barakat upon their homes. Restore my beloved Allah their peace and their happiness. Ay mere Allah. Ab to raham farma. Bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the Muslim regimes. Unko hidayat naseeb farma. How long are they going to watch the destruction? Bless us all with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. The day that our departure time comes in this world, Ya Allah, take us to Madina for Ya. Let the last days of our lives, or the remaining days of our life, be spent in Madina for Ya. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah, with burial in Baqi. Bless us with all the goodness that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for us. Bless our wives, our children in the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna. إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.